Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie nights.
Get used to disappointment.
The Midnight Movie Sellouts.
With a K or an S?
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and, most importantly, you say it this time. Just kidding. Movies!
Nice.
Today is Saturday, July 11th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. If you want to interact with... Sorry.
Words speak
yeah,
good, make hard.
I was looking at something else again. Distracted. Shiny thing.
What'd you get distracted by?
Mixlr.
By Mixlr?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Because you can join us there for...
Oh,
you know,
crap. Mixlr... Wait, Mixlr's going out of stereo? So, interesting.
From
okay.
Here?
No, because... Here? No, because that's not going to work for you because you're on the right channel. I'm on the left channel.
Okay.
So if Mixlr is going out as stereo, then I should probably undo that because I'll bet it's probably a little weird.
You can. I don't understand.
I'm on the left channel. You're on the right channel.
Okay.
So that when we record this, if I'm making a crap ton of noise, I can actually go in and silence my channel. And not have it affect whatever you're saying at that moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just a little recording trick, but we end up mixing it out to mono anyway when we release it. But apparently... nice, Tom. Very nice. Apparently, Mixlr's going out in stereo, though, so...
So do you need to fix that now?
I don't know.
Should I continue, or... Just to tell people to interact with us live there on the Mixlr chat.
Yeah, I'm confused. I'm confused. Yeah.
Well, they can always send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod on the Twitter.
Sounds good to me. Oh, yeah. Hey, so we've got Tom Kyatt, we've got Tom Sherlock. You're in the chat.
I am here.
Yeah, that's not weird. And we've also got Johnny White Trash.
Johnny,
hey guys.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. So, the discussion of the discussion of the flick pick should be interesting.
Definitely, because I think everyone involved is there.
Exactly.
Everyone to blame.
Now hold on, we don't get to blame them. Let's start out. Let's start
I'm
out
about you being there.
Oh, fine, whatever. Kitty. How's your day?
It was good. I slept some.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want me to turn the air on? Because
it's up to you.
It's getting hot really fast. Can you keep talking for a few minutes?
Okay. I can keep talking for a few minutes. Basically, all I did was I came home and I did some stuff around here. I did the dishes and you're tripping over things and trying to hurt yourself. But okay. And... And I think I did watch a movie earlier, but nothing important. And then I kind of went to sleep. I kind of just dozed off. And then I woke up and I heard my phone going off, the notifications going off. And I looked and it was Twitter. And all kinds of things were happening on Twitter. So I read a few of them. I think I may have responded once or twice. But... After maybe an hour, I just kind of fell back to sleep, and then I woke up, and you were saying, "Wake your ass up! We're gonna watch a movie." What's happening? And I heard we were sellouts. I'm still not clear on what happened with all of that. I went through Twitter, but I'm still not sure what happened. Things happened while I was asleep, and it usually happens when I'm asleep. The world goes crazy or weird things happen. So what
well,
happened?
Well, it actually it all started yesterday after Jim's show. When Johnny White Trash called, what, maybe like 2 minutes after Jim had gone off air? It was spectacular. And he didn't believe it at first. He didn't believe that Jim had just gone off air. He thought that we were all messing with him.
I think it had just gone off air.
Yeah. Seriously, it was only like 2 minutes. Anywho, so we were discussing potential flick picks. And that's where this really all started. Because we were, this is episode 80, so we were going to go with a movie released in 1980. And there were many to choose from.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
Indeed. And I don't think it would have surprised anyone if we had ended up going with Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, that was at the top of the list, too, whenever I looked at the movies that were released in 1980, that was, I think, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
As it should be.
Well, and what shirt am I wearing today?
Empire Strikes Back.
Of course. It's kind of hard for me to not wear a Star Wars shirt at this point.
I have several, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
You've seen several. Hell, I've got 3 different Empire shirts.
Really?
Yeah. Anywho, no, actually, at the moment, I do not have one of my prized possessions. I have loaned my original theatrical releases out to my Padawan at work. Yeah, so
are you able to sleep at night?
Yeah,
knowing that they're not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in good hands.
Okay.
He is trusted.
You know where he lives, right?
Yes, of course.
That's why they're going to be taken care of.
Anywho, so even if we were to choose Empire, we would not be watching it properly. So that was immediately scratched off my list.
Oh, was that why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we were going through, talking about various different picks, and Johnny was really adamant about Xanadu.
I did not argue against it.
Neither would I. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
Me too.
And so I spent the entire day thinking we were going to watch Xanadu.
That's what I thought. But I think I did ask you at some point after you'd gone to work if we were going to watch something on the list of 80s movies. Well, 1980 releases.
Yes, we absolutely were. And then I'm honestly a little bit confused as to how all this ended up playing out the way it did. But there was discussion about what our flick pick was going to be on Twitter. And
I saw a couple of Xanadus.
Yeah.
Johnny and Tom.
Yeah.
They were both in. I was like, okay.
Was discussed, but at one moment, God, now I'm having trouble remembering exactly how it all played out. But there was a discussion of what needed to be done in order to get us to choose Fart the Movie as the flick pick. And
I think Tom said Poo the Movie at first. And
I don't know.
Did you miss an H there?
It
was not Winnie the Pooh.
It's Tom.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all know that he's way into butts.
Is he?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
Okay.
Anyway, I just jokingly thrown it out there that a vote for a movie costs $5, and that you can send it to us on PayPal. And so we ended up receiving a little bit of money on PayPal.
What?
So some of our expenses for the month are covered.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. We actually got sent money along with 4 votes for the movie Dead Alive. So we sold out. We have a sponsor tonight. And our sponsor is Mr. Way into Butts himself, Tom Sherlock.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot.
And when I asked, this is what a sweetheart Tom is. When I asked him, what, like, if he wanted us to promote anything, you know, like promote his SoundCloud, which is where he posts his music. No, he asks that we promote the podcasts over at apartofhim.com and deathraycomics.com.
I felt like doing that anyway.
Well, but so that was his request. So go check out all of the fine audio gold over at apartofhim.com. Have you started listening to 4CC yet?
Yeah, I listened to one Four Color Criminals. Day.
Yeah. I love that one.
I actually listened. I caught up to the last two ZNH shows this morning at work.
Hey, the last one was brought to you by me.
I heard that. I was like, hey, I know that person. I know the Miranda Janelle.
Yep. I bought something from the Death Ray Comics eBay store.
Excellent.
So, anywho, so yeah, a little bit of love to apartofhim.com and deathraycomics.com. Oh, God, what's... What made you laugh?
Him saying that I was going to say it anyway, Tom.
Okay. All right. You're going to have to explain this, Kitty.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should read what he said. I'm not sure what this one word is, but maybe it's a typo. Wait, you were going to rondo that anyways? God damn it.
All right. With friends like you, who needs enemas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good, Tom. Very good.
Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you very much. I believe that we actually, you know, now that we have received money for this, it makes us in some way professional. So I guess we got to step our quality up now.
Start walking the streets? Oh, those kind of professionals?
No, we're not whores.
Oh.
I mean, we didn't, you know, someone sent us money and we totally picked the flick pick that they wanted. But, you know, that doesn't make us whores. We still have dignity. Oh, wait, we got rid of that a long time ago, didn't we? All right.
The hell is dignity?
Well, so that is always an option if you would like to choose our flick pick for us.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I got hyper emotional. Someone actually liked our show enough to, you know, to send us a little bit of cash, and I thought that was very sweet. And, you know, of course it would be Tom. It's, you know, he's been a supporter since like the first hour after we released the show.
Yeah, Tom is awesome.
I mean, Tom and Brad were there just immediately. They were among the first three, because I remember my friend Mike started commenting right away. It was like Mike, Tom, and Brad, all within like the first hour after we released the first episode. So anyway, Tom's been there from the beginning, and it was very sweet, Tom. Thank you so much. So
that
this
was
episode
we met him.
It was before we met him, and we watched The Wrestler. Dude, that guy can talk about wrestling forever. Like,
I do like listening to his wrestling shows. He's done that before.
Well, when we went out to Utah and
got to hang out with him.
Yeah, we were started talking wrestling, and I had no idea it was that intricate.
Tom knows.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot. You guys should be paying attention to this guy. for an extra 20, do we get pictures of side boob? Yeah, we can do pictures of the cat's side boob if you want. So that was just part of what made today weird. I mean, we got a little bit of sponsorship. I got a text message from someone who hasn't talked to me in months. That was a little weird.
Yeah. Told me a little bit about that. See, this is why I hate sleeping during the day. I miss everything. Things are always going on, and I wake up, and that's when everything is starting to quiet down, and I'm like, well, this sucks. It's not so active, and I have to work, and everyone's asleep. This just sucks. Sleeping sucks.
Tom's asking if we remember how the cat pooped in his shoes. Said it was his favorite part of our visit.
And to leave a present.
Nice. Nice.
So I forgot the bow. Okay, but, you know, still.
Oh,
happy
kitty.
Visit day.
Oh, kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
You're muted.
Shall we jump into the flick pick?
Let's get this over with.
The flick pick. Brought to you by Tom Sherlock. See, I told you we're sellouts. Welcome to Costco. Tom loves you.
Brought to you by Carl Jr.
All right. Our flick pick was the, well, IMDb says 1992, but it was actually released in, or maybe it was released in New Zealand in 92, and they're just using the U.S. release date. I don't know. It says 1993 on IMDb, so we're gonna go with February 12th, 1993. Let's see if there's other release dates here real quick. Oh, released in Germany, July 30th. Look at that. And August 13th in New Zealand. I think the New Zealand would be the official one because this is...
Because they're ahead of us by, like, what, months, I guess? So, yeah, it would have been 92 it was released.
Not months, just hours. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what time zone is New Zealand is in, but I know certain parts of Australia are 17 hours ahead of us, so I would assume that they are either 17 or 18 hours ahead of us. Possibly 19?
Yeah.
I don't know. Australia's pretty big. I don't remember which part of Australia is 17 hours ahead of us.
The farther side? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... No clue. No clue. Time zones are confusing, folks. We don't like them. It should be the same time everywhere. 9 o'clock should mean 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, that
would starting here.
Starting here? What makes us so special?
It's because I'm here.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Anywho, so Dead Alive. This was directed by Peter Jackson.
Yes, it was.
I've seen
I'm trying to think of
multiple
words.
Peter Jackson films. I've never seen one like this before.
I've heard of movies like this. I see that, you know, it has what, Bad Taste listed with it on the same page, and I have heard of that. It seems like one of the I've never seen it, but I did hear that that was a Peter Jackson film, and
it has what listed on the same page?
Well, you don't have it on. It's like other movies like this or something.
Oh, okay.
It has Bad Taste, but I would assume it would. It's kind of like this. He's into horror movies, I guess. Back in the '90s.
See, I know him from like King Kong and Lord of the Rings, and
yeah, that's me. I sort of got out of kind of gory, scary movies. Probably about this time, 92, somewhere around there.
I never got into them in the first place.
I don't know. I just lost the interest in them. After Hellraiser 3, I kind of got really freaked out, and I think that was really it.
So, in this movie, it centers around this guy, Lionel. And he's at the zoo. He's at the zoo on a lovely date. And his mom shows up and gets bitten by a Sumatran rat monkey.
That monkey was messed up. It It said
it killed another
monkey. Hell yeah, it did. It punched the monkey. Monkey punched it.
And it punched the monkey before that annoying web advertising, scheme from like the late 90s.
What?
Yeah, like the first Flash banner ads, punched the monkey.
I don't
remember.
Or
like early 2000s. You don't remember? Oh my gosh. Wow.
I got into the internet thing late. I didn't get a computer until 2000.
Yeah, but I'm talking... I
didn't get on the internet until... I guess it was the same time.
Does anyone else remember Punch the Monkey? Come on.
It just sounds funny to say, Punch the Monkey.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Okay, maybe it doesn't sound so great anymore.
All right. Tom says better than flogging the dolphin, I suppose. And Marianne comes in with, oh my, is that related to a throat punch or is punch the monkey a euphemism for something else? I love having a live chat. I absolutely love having a live chat.
I should have rethought that before. I should have thought about it before I said it. But come on, it is funny. Punch the monkey.
All right. Anywho, so the nasty little rat monkey. You know what it looked like?
It looked like claymation.
It looked like Salacious...
Crumb?
Yeah, Salacious Crumb, kind of.
Okay.
But
it didn't have the big ears.
A little more demonic.
Yeah, definitely. Demonic. It actually did look like a rat's head on a hairless monkey body.
Like if it was one of the hairless cats,
yeah.
Like the one that Dr. Evil had, but a monkey.
Okay, yeah, it looked more like a hairless cat with a rat face, kind of walking around like a little monkey, like a rhesus monkey.
It was creepy. It was just straight up creepy. Props to the puppet master on that one.
Is that a puppet or animated or what? Really creeps me out, the effects. I remember
it may have been claymation. It may have been claymation. But the effects in this were pretty good. I mean,
For the time, I guess.
The entrails.
Good.
The entrails with a mind of their own were, they were quite interesting. At one point, they farted.
Well, you got a better look. I was turning away a lot.
So was I. I just happened to look back and there was a little tube with an anus on the end and then there's a little poof coming out of it. It was coming out of the entrails. So I can only assume that the entrails farted. So alrighty.
Wow.
We just massively jumped ahead.
Yeah. You jumped ahead when you talked about the zoo. You didn't talk about the opening, the Indiana Jones style opening.
I forgot about the Indiana Jones opening. It was very Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's what I thought when I first saw it. They were two guys running out with this cage or this crate and running from, I don't know, what were they, natives?
Natives of some kind, yes.
Yeah. They were all painted up and...
They were in Sumatra.
Okay.
Yeah, which, I've never heard of a Sumatran rat monkey before. I'm good with the coffee.
Yeah, the coffee I've heard of. I just hope it's not made of with monkey poop or something.
Or the, or if that coffee's got bite, just stay away from it because if you get bit by a Sumatran rat monkey, they're going to chop off your hand, and then they're going to see that you've got a bite on your shoulder, and they'll take off an arm. And then once they see the bite on your forehead, forget it.
Yeah.
That is not how Indiana Jones started.
He just hated snakes. He just had to deal with that.
He never got bit by a monkey or had to have limbs decapitated.
No.
Wait. Limbs decapitated. Wow.
What?
Okay. No, he was ultimately decapitated, but the limbs were amputated. You okay? You keep looking over the chat very, like, you look like you're concerned.
No, I was just seeing what was being said.
Okay.
I need to put it on a computer so I don't have to look at my phone. But...
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Tom Kate says, no, the pus goes in the custard. Is it weird that I imagined him saying that like the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Don't say that. I like the Joker.
No. The pus goes in the custard.
I'm not going to imagine that at all.
It was just, okay, the mom turns into a zombie.
She's a zombie anyway.
She died.
She's a controlling... What?
What were you going to say? You say that again. I dare you. Say it.
No, I'm not
saying
it.
Say it. This is being recorded anyway.
She was mean.
You say it, Kitty. You guys heard that, right?
I was coughing.
Uh-huh. She was a what?
I was coughing.
Uh-huh.
I win.
No, you don't. You said just enough of it that everyone on the recording is going to be able to hear that. They're going to be able to go back and
ribbit,
hear.
Ribbit.
So the mom was a little bit of a controlling bitch.
Was she? I did not notice that.
Yeah, you didn't notice, not at all.
No, I thought she was a damn fine old lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she's all zombified. She
was stalking her son at that zoo.
Yeah, she was. It was kind of creepy.
It is Norman Bates-like, the way they were living.
It's just because she didn't like Paquita.
I thought that lady was cool.
What, Paquita?
Yeah,
she was awesome.
A little weird, she had a family that was kind of weird.
They were gypsies.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Well, they were in New Zealand. Do they have them over there?
Why not?
I don't know.
Gypsies travel.
That's true.
Yeah, there we go.
I only know gypsies from the Cher song. So.
From the what?
The Cher song, and I think...
How does that one go? Can you sing it?
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
Yeah.
I can't sing it.
Why not?
Because I can't sing. If I could, I wouldn't be here.
Come on, give us a couple of bars. How does that song go?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Why not?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Tom Sherlock. He wants you to sing.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
You don't want that, Tom. No one wants that.
You check the chat. Pretty,
He said slap. He's going to slap me if I sing.
No, he's going to slap you if you don't sing.
He knows gypsies.
Alrighty then.
She was a pretty girl.
She was, and she kind of tricked him into the date. It was great.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, she didn't know English.
She
didn't
something.
Know. Yeah, she didn't know what a zoo was and everything. Like, oh, so you're taking me to the zoo?
Yeah, he was like, what?
He's like, huh? What? Oh, okay, I guess.
I thought that was awesome. I said, sucker.
He reminded me of David Tennant.
You said that. I really couldn't see it. He reminded me of somebody that I can't really think of who it is. Maybe a really young Gabriel Byrne, but...
I don't know why. It's just there was something about his mannerisms that reminded me of David Tennant.
Yeah, he was a little awkward, too.
Tom is shouting in the chat, sing, sing, sing.
He was talking to Marianne about Ribbit. He wants her to sing Ribbit.
Look, enough people croaked in this movie. I don't think we need to keep saying Ribbit, all right?
It's my safe word.
Ribbit's your safe word. Help. Yeah.
Help. What?
What are you doing, Kitty?
Nothing.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Are you having fun? All right.
I'm having fun.
Good. Good. You know who wasn't having fun?
The mother?
Oh, I'm sure the mother was having fun. I mean, she was eating everything in sight.
She got all nastified.
Dogs biting other people.
She ate the dog. What the hell?
And he was a friendly dog.
Yeah, he was probably going to see what was wrong with her, and she ate him. And he when the son went to check on her because the dog, you know, what, Paquita's dog? Is that her? How you say her name?
Paquita.
Paquita, yeah. The dog went up there, and then the mother started screaming. And so they both ran upstairs, and she's kind of like leaning against her nightstand. And there's like this little tuft of fur in her mouth. And he kind of tugs on it, and he just pulls out a whole fur-covered spine or something.
Yeah.
It's like, holy
your
shit.
Mother ate my dog. Well, not all of them. Like, really? That's your response? Well, not all of them?
It's true. She didn't eat all of it.
Yay.
What was so weird about all of that after everything that happened in that scene? When, you know, I think a nurse came in and then got attacked, and eventually both of them got thrown in the basement. But Paquita just walked off. She wasn't upset about the dog anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, his mom just ate your dog. You're not still upset? Now you're just kind of like, okay, going home now.
Well, it's because they were destined to be together. And
so he's kind of...
Yeah, it was quite literally in the cards. So she was just excited. She's like, okay. The dog? That's a small price to pay for love. Yeah, he is supposed to be my true love. You know, she was to know him by the stars. Of course, the entire time, her gypsy grandmother's going back and obsessing over the cards. And it's like, you know, oppression, death, you know... despair. I forget what all the cards were.
They were all bad.
Yeah. There was nothing good. Like, everything bad surrounded this man. Her true love.
Brings up a good point.
She did have to figure out that toothbrush solution. You don't want to accidentally bring zombie mom's toothbrush. What if it's a connection to her?
True. She had a 50-50 chance. She had to go ask. Find out what was going on with the toothbrush. Which is kind of weird. In a big house like that, the son and mother share a bathroom.
And a tiny one at that.
Yeah.
I mean, or maybe that's just the bathroom where they brush their teeth.
Oh, so they have bathrooms for pooping and ones for brushing their teeth?
A number one, a number two, and get clean. I don't know.
Well, it was a big house.
Yeah,
so, okay, I can
I
see that.
Don't have a giant house like that. I wouldn't know what to do with multiple bathrooms.
I wouldn't either. I couldn't have a house that big.
Yeah.
Too much space.
Yes, separate bathrooms for pooping and wiping would not be practical.
That's mega rich. I mean, if you got separate bathrooms for wiping and pooping.
If you're that rich, don't you think that you have people to wipe for you? I mean, shouldn't that be the level of sellout that we should be aiming for?
To have our own wipers?
Well, we would have to do a lot better show than this.
Yeah.
To
get our own wipers, that's going to be our goal. Should we Kickstarter that or something?
Yeah, we can clean this act up. Yeah. Anywho, so the mom started attacking pretty much everyone.
Shit started to get gory. Big time.
Yeah, and that's right about the time that both of us kind of checked out. It's not my type of movie. And seeing the Toms and Johnny go crazy for this movie.
Well, I was interested then. If they liked it, I was going to say, yeah, I would check it out. I don't think I would have any other way if I just kind of happened across it.
There
it
is
be something.
No, if today hadn't played out the way that it did, there is absolutely no way in hell I would have even considered watching this movie.
It was fun to tweet about it when it was going on and to see the interaction with it, with everybody.
Yeah, that was fun. I like live tweeting the flick pics when we're watching them.
Yeah. And yeah, after, you know, the mother really went downhill, that's when shit got really gory and it started to spread.
And then it's just like eventually pretty much everyone except for Lionel and Paquita ended up being a zombie. And then there was a whole thing with the lawnmower. At that point, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, but it had some funny moments, like after the funeral. when he started to, what, Lionel, he started to tranquilize everybody. You know, his mother and the nurse.
Oh, and the Nazi veterinarian.
Oh, good
that
grief.
He was getting the sedatives from.
Yeah.
I am not a doctor. I don't have sedatives.
He looked like a creepy guy, and he had the magnifying glasses. You know, not regular reading glasses or eyeglasses, but they were the magnifying glasses because he was doing taxidermy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a lab coat, and he's kind of creepy sitting there, and then he's drooling. And then he gets up when he hears, you know, hears Lionel at the door, and he's talking, and he turns around, and you can see a tear in his coat, and under his coat is the that armband with the...
With the swastika on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Okay, see? Jim just confirmed it, that it is going out in stereo on...
Marianne 2.
Yep. All right.
So that's something I'm going to have to
if
fix
it,
later?
If, no, because I can actually just fix it by doing this.
Whoa. Okay.
It changes how we do the recording, but it really doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It really doesn't. So.
Tom,
what?
What Tom just said. Yeah, Siebes caught that. I didn't. Who the assistant was for the Undertaker?
Oh, yeah. It was Peter Jackson.
Yeah. I was like, really?
His wife was in it, too.
One of the ladies in the park?
The mom in the park. That was his wife. In fact, both Peter Jackson and his wife, Fran Walsh, they worked on the screenplay with the writer, Stephen Sinclair. Stephen Sinclair wrote the story, and then the three of them did the screenplay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought this was a Peter Jackson thing. I didn't know he didn't write it.
Well, he did. He did write it, but he didn't write the original story.
He helped
pontoon
it.
You know, he. Anywho.
Yeah. I like the priest. He was
the priest was awesome.
He was
the best part of the movie. It's time for a divine intervention.
His line that somebody I. Kick ass for God.
I kick ass for the Lord.
Yeah.
Right before becoming a zombie. It's
but
the
he
resurrection.
Was kicking ass. He was like a...
He was a kung fu priest.
He was like a preacher Neo out there kicking ass.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. In fact, I think that was my favorite scene in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, when the priest started... going after Void and his cronies. This was a very, very gory movie, though. And there were many, many points where I had to turn away. I really don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's fake, but it's still disgusting. And what was up with the demon zombie baby?
I thought the baby from... Train spotting crawling on the ceiling was weird and creepy, but no, it just got topped tonight by the zombie baby.
Yeah, it was just...
That was offspring of the nurse and the priest zombies, which was weird. I did not know the zombies could mate.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
I guess the vow of chastity...
doesn't count after you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the whole thing with the lawnmower, that was...
Whoa.
That was just insane.
Yeah, this one I didn't see a whole lot of either.
There was just... Oh, it was... Just gore everywhere. What about the uncle disarming everyone? Literally.
Yeah. I didn't
it was
like
just
the
a
uncle.
Nice pile of limbs.
He was a creepy bastard.
He got his in the end.
Literally?
What?
You said he got his in the end.
Well, he got kicked in the nuts with someone else's leg by the zombie
he
demon baby.
He got kicked
baby.
In the nuts a lot, which he deserved. He was trying to hit on Paquita.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
was.
Need him.
Yeah.
Which was cool. It's like, you go, girl. Like, she did.
And throughout this entire movie, Paquita was sticking with Lionel. At what point, you know,
well, should she have just taken off? And
yeah, she should have just been like, okay, I know it's in the cards, but damn.
Got to get her a new deck of cards. I'm out of here. I'm
starting to understand why Tom doesn't like gypsies.
What about tramps or thieves?
I'm sure Tom likes tramps. I don't know about thieves. But, yeah, we'll see. The Lionel King? Nice. Nice, Jim. So, even though to the point that Tom Kate ended up making earlier, this was part of Peter Jackson's early career.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It did all right, I guess, for what it was. I mean, looking at the tomato meter, critics
Yeah, it did really well on the tomato meter.
We're close, 86 and 87%, and that surprised me, but it's 92. I don't know if it has to be now. I guess, is this like a cult classic?
I would assume it has to be.
A lot of people we know like it, so. Indeed. And enjoy it.
Indeed. Definitely not... not from a genre that I particularly enjoy. So I have to give this one a hated it. I will never watch this again. But thank you, Tom, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
That's it?
Back in the 90s, probably right at in 1990, I probably would have enjoyed this kind of movie. Just because, you know, my age and... I was just in the stupid movies and, you know, goofiness like this. But now I'm old. I just can't handle this. I guess I would kind of give it a hate it. Hated it.
Yeah. And
I'm glad I watched it because, you know, our friends recommended it. And so I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Read the latest comment in the chat and...
You're Asian what, Kitty?
Okay.
What?
No, Jim had said something as I turned away, I guess. Oh. Just before that, from Tom Kate.
The Lionel King?
Yes.
Everything that the lawnmower touches? Okay, that's awesome.
No, I was actually talking about... I think you guys are homing in on the joy of this movie, not to watch it per se, but to inflict it on friends.
Is that the point?
That I can understand.
Okay.
That I can understand, especially if those friends do not like, if they don't like gore. I think we spent more time turning away from this movie than we did actually watching it.
Well, this is not the first time I've turned away from scenes in Peter Jackson movies. I mean, there's a whole lot of the second Hobbit movie that I haven't watched. And
wait, why?
One of the ending scenes of Return of the King. When Frodo's in the cave, Shelob's cave, can't see it, can't watch it. And then, you know, like in the second Hobbit movie, when they're in the forest and all the things are...
Is it because of spiders?
Yeah, I can't watch that.
Really?
Yeah. Like in the Harry Potter movies, there's scenes in there I can't watch. I've never seen them.
I did not know that.
Oh, hell no.
You are the master of the Cricket Catcher 9000.
It's a cricket.
Well, right, but I've seen you trap things other than crickets in it.
Moths. When I see other things, I will kill them.
Okay, then.
I don't have a shotgun with me, and I'd take care of them that way. But
yeah, no, please, no shotguns in the rented property.
Bam!
Okay, now there's a hole in the wall. I was sleeping, thank you.
But it's dead. You can sleep easier now.
Yeah, it's
dead.
I'm
on the case.
It's dead,
next.
And so is one of our neighbors. Good job, Kitty. We didn't like that person anyway.
You can always hide a body.
Ay, ay, ay. Marianne says next week's flick pick, Xanadu. No, next week we'll go for something that was released in 1981.
Really? Yeah. Oh, just because of 81?
Because next week will be episode 81. I figure we've only got 34 more episodes that we can do that with.
Okay.
No, we've got 35, because by the time that we get there, it'll be 2016, and surely a movie will have been released before that. So, we've only got 35 more opportunities to do this.
Okay, might as well.
So, this is something that we have missed, 79 prior opportunities for. And the only reason why we didn't end up going for it tonight is... Well, because we're sellouts.
Yeah, with a K.
Indeed. So, on to a slightly cheerier topic.
Okay.
Batman v Superman trailer.
Holy shit. How long was that trailer? 2 minutes?
Like 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Yeah, when that finished, as soon as it finished, I said, I'm in. Definitely in now.
Yep. Totally in. The thing I think interesting is in the scene where Bruce Wayne is running, and then you see the building being all sliced up. Yeah. You never actually see Superman. So does he have misplaced hostility towards Superman because of that? Or is he blaming Superman for the attack on Gotham? What's going on there?
That was the attack on Metropolis, wasn't it?
I don't know. Wayne Financial.
I could see that they would have one of those in Metropolis.
Yeah, I could see that too, but...
Well, the way I saw it was from the perspective of his view of the battle between Superman and Zod when, in The Man of Steel. That's what I was taking from it, that's what it was. So they would have been in Metropolis.
They could have been all over. I mean, because they did start in Smallville. They ended up in Metropolis, but who's to say that they didn't make a pit stop in Gotham?
Okay. It could have happened.
It only makes sense to me for Batman to originate in Gotham. If you're first seeing Batman in Metropolis, that's just weird.
Well, he's always going to Metropolis for business.
Yes, he's always going. He travels around the world for business, but you establish the character in Gotham. That is the one and only place to establish Batman.
Well, from what I got from the trailers, he's not Batman anymore, and probably hasn't been, which is kind of like the way
I would agree with that.
The Dark Knight Returns. Because he does look a little bit older in this. He's got the gray on the side. He's got the Fantastic Four, Mr. Reed Richards.
Yeah, but...
hair. He's graying.
But he may not have been Batman anymore, but, I mean, once you go bat...
He went there.
Well, I mean, Bruce Wayne always will be Batman, right?
Right.
So how could he just stop being Batman, just because he's not putting on the cape?
All right, I see what you're saying. He's always Batman. He's
more
just...
specifically the cowl.
Yeah. Now he's just put on the Bruce Wayne mask.
Exactly. All
right, I get it.
Exactly. So you establish him in Gotham. So that's my prediction. Part of the battle took place in Gotham on its way over to Metropolis. It was a battle waged on many fronts.
All right,
but they will establish Bruce Wayne in Gotham first. So anyway, I just enjoyed the hell out of that trailer.
There was a lot of it did seem more bat-centric.
This entire movie seems more bat-centric.
Well, it makes sense. But the very beginning of it, I don't see Holly Hunter. I really don't see her.
Yeah, but you can hear her. You can hear her.
It's definitely her voice, but when they show the woman speaking, I don't know.
So she changed her hair.
I don't know. Her nose and
something. No, I totally see her. That is 100% Holly Hunter. I promise you. Look it up. You will see her with like a credit in this movie.
It's her, but I don't see her.
Open your eyes then.
I know you were used to herself.
No, she didn't. She did not Zellweger herself.
But it's definitely her. It's her voice. It's unmistakably her voice. But
all right then.
And I guess Superman is, what is he, on trial? Which, you know, you've got all the people. Is that like a Supreme Court he's flying into?
No, I think it's
landing in front of.
Looks like a congressional hearing.
Okay. That's probably what I was trying to say, but
no, you're not speaking into your mic. You're doing that thing where you go off to the side again.
No. Oh, okay. I was looking over and you said, all right.
Yeah.
Anywho. I forgot where I was at. Never mind.
Congressional trial.
Okay.
That's it?
I don't know. I lost it.
All right. Well, sorry. I was just trying to give you a little direction. Then you pulled way back. Anywho. Let's see. Oh, we got to see Wonder Woman a little bit in action.
Yeah, that was cool.
Slamming the cuffs together. Holy crap, that was awesome.
It showed that scene, and then it showed like this huge bubble of
like an EMP was going off or something.
Yeah, something like a shockwave.
Electrical, that's what I was looking
for. Was that from her hitting her wrist together?
I hope so.
I know. Because it had that moment, and then that shockwave was like, holy shit.
Do you think she's going to have the lasso of truth?
I hope so.
Like, you know, like she just hooks it around Superman's, you know, foot.
And then,
get over here! And then
the scorpion move.
Exactly.
All right, that would be cool. I'd have to see that. I'll have to watch the trailer again for the, like...
Immortal Kombat.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing any kind of lasso or anything on her belt.
I know.
But I won't mind.
I know from what we saw from Comic-Con that she's going to have the sword and shield.
So. Yeah, they do have the costumes down there. Actually, I got a picture of the bat armor from someone earlier who was down there.
And?
I was like, that's awesome.
Very
steal
good.
It for me.
Nice.
Get me the nice. Bad armor. It shows Bruce Wayne going back and he's in the Batcave.
Uh-huh.
With all of his equipment, and he's looking at his suit, and he's looking at another suit that looks like it's been graffitied, spray paint. And what does it say? Ha ha.
The joke's on you.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah.
I was like,
joke. Setting up for the Suicide Squad?
I don't know. Or at least establishing that he's a past with the Joker, which is cool.
Indeed. Indeed. And it looks like we're going to get a few more lovely moments with Diane Lane as Martha Kent.
So. Yeah, I did like that. Even if it's just that moment. What we get from the trailer, if that's all she has in the movie, I'm cool with that. I like her as Martha Kent.
Yep. Absolutely. And still one of my favorite scenes from Man of Steel is when Clark is wigging out at school and she runs up and, can't, Mom, the world's just too big. Then make it smaller. Oh, my God, it gets me every time. I love it. She's great. Absolutely great as Martha Kent.
Then they did have one moment with Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah. The
she touches her hand to his symbol.
To his crest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, this still means something. Or something like that, she says.
Yeah, it still means something to a lot of people out there.
I'm still psyched about the bat armor. Seeing him actually walking around in the bat armor. I want the bat armor just to look at it.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely excited about the movie again.
Yeah, and you actually get to see Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Dude's a creepy little bastard.
The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming. Oh, my God.
I don't really like Jesse
super
Eisenberg,
creepy.
But
yeah, oh, and did you see certain little green substance that he was going after?
Yeah,
you know,
he
just,
was kind
just,
of...
Just huge rock in
the
museum locked up, you know.
And he had hair for now.
It's a wig. It has to be a wig.
Wig, dong, 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 wig.
Tories?
Sorry,
no.
It's a Police Academy reference. Sorry. I went back.
I went even further back.
What did you say?
You were saying wigs. I said Tories. Yeah, all right. Never mind. Too far, huh? Too far. All right. Well, Katie, should we stick a fork in it?
Okay, I guess.
All right, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's Nights with a K.
All right, well, the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in... Well, it's not just listed in. We've put everything up on SoundCloud. But we're also listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
Did you mention that last week about... We did talk about how you
a little
were
bit.
Updating.
Yeah.
So now it's official.
Yeah.
Everything is on SoundCloud.
Everything's on SoundCloud. The entire back catalog, the whole nine yards.
Cool.
Yeah. And people are actually listening to us and they're like favoriting. And then, and now someone sponsored an episode and, and like weird things are happening.
It's all happening.
Yeah. And I just did an interview with Andy Weir for Getting Geeky and like this has been a weird week.
It has been a weird week. It's been a week.
Yeah, a lot of weird things.
Okay, I'll save that for after.
Yeah,
it is.
It is indeed still.
I've got another thing I was gonna mention, but
okay. So let's just finish it up.
Right. The live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, Western, 9 p.m. Western. We are starting on time, and got the webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and that's where you can get the link to Mixlr, right?
Yep.
If you don't have it downloaded.
Well, we've got the Mixlr player on midnightmovienights.com and on the stream page. And then you can click in and get to the chat from there. And the chat's super easy. You just have to either sign up with an account or connect it to Facebook. But once you're in there, you can join the likes of Marianne or Jim or Tom Kate or Tom Sherlock or Johnny White Trash or Jessica's in there.
Did you say Jim?
I said Jim.
Okay.
You want me to say Jim again?
No, I didn't know if you'd said Jim.
Yeah, I mean, we can do an entire show about Canada, 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 if you really, really want.
Texas.
All right. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. And I will just point out... made some upgrades recently and the email address is actually working once again.
Oh yeah, you have been doing other things this week too.
Yeah, I've been getting us a lot more organized.
Excellent.
Last week was the push for updating the website. This week it was getting us organized and yeah.
All right.
So how about we thank a few people?
Well, we're gonna thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo and Tom Sherlock at Judge Funky Boy for our theme. Thanks again, Tom, and for today's show.
Yeah, tonight. Everyone can thank Tom for today's show.
Yes, thank or blame Tom for it. We love Tom. And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And we got one new follower this week.
Don't we have two?
Do we have two? I wasn't sure about the other one.
Well, there's Ryan H2426.
Okay, I think that's the one I want.
And
to
Death Ray Comics.
Yeah, you can get comics from Death Ray Comics.
Indeed, I have comics from Death Ray Comics that I need to read, and I've got more on the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got ended up getting a Big Hero 6 graphic novel.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't know if you'd actually.
No, I got that as soon as I saw that. Just. mine.
So you buying that graphic novel, you, is that one of those that will sponsor a show?
Yeah, that's the reason why I got credit for being one of the sponsors of the most recent Zeros and Heroes.
Excellent.
Yep. Yeah, so thanks for following us, Death Ray Comics. Yeah. Woohoo! Anyone else we want to thank?
Everyone for listening.
And participating in the chat. Yep. Indeed. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yeah?
We actually already watched a movie, but let's go watch a movie.
Talking's hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
So last week, I got the bear for Marianne.
Oh, yeah? And you got all emo?
Yeah, I got all emo.
A weepy kitty.
Yeah.
You didn't want to read what she wrote that turned you into an emo kitty.
Yeah, and I forgot to bring that here. I would have read it, but I don't know if I would make it through it again. It was nice. It was sweet to read that.
I can stall for a minute if you want to go get it. I mean, seriously, I do have the ability to keep talking and rambling about absolutely nothing. It can be quite the useful talent. I mean, okay. So yeah, you are actually mute yourself first. Jeez, do you see what I'm working with here, folks? I mean, he smacks his microphone on purpose when he knows it's not muted, and then what? And now he's giving me crap from his bedroom. I mean, at least, you know, at least I can say he was super sweet this morning when I was ready to, I was making my coffee, getting ready to head into the office. And then I look over and I see that there's a Hostess fruit pie sitting on the, you know, on the desk that he set out for me. And, you know, he made sure that I had cereal and everything. And he was super sweet, but now he's like yelling at me from his bedroom.
Well, I can't talk to you from my bedroom. You won't hear me. I'll go, what? Huh? What? Then okay. I'll have to yell at you. I'm saying words. Okay.
You gonna?
Yeah.
Come on. Hold on. You need a little liquid courage?
No.
Take a drink. Take a drink. I mean,
you don't have to twist my arm.
You can do it. That was the other thing. You know, we were talking with Johnny on Sunday after Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally didn't like that movie. So, go ahead and
I'm just going to say I didn't not like that movie, but I would say see it in the theater. I did tweet that. See it in the theaters, but see it during a matinee.
It looks cool, but I was in the wrong mood to go see that movie, and it completely and totally tainted my viewing, and I did not enjoy it. Too many time jumps.
Yeah.
So get your ass to Mars. Oh, wait, wrong franchise.
All right, so I got this with the bear. It was a scroll written up, and it said, I heard that you were feeling blue and without a stuffy too. There, everyone's first stuffy should be a bear. In this bear, we imbue all our love and care for you. hug him tight, hold him close in the night. He'll give you a dose of all you need. I made it through that.
Good for you. You want a cookie?
No, I'm good.
All right.
But
because the cookies are in the freezer. It would have to, like, actually get up and make you keep talking for a few minutes, you know, because apparently there's a freaking aversion to dead air, which I don't understand, but whatever.
Yeah, when I read that last week on, you know, for the first time, week before was just kind of rough, and, you know, I kind of needed that, so I did appreciate it. And, you know, I have been, he's been around. I did name the bear.
What'd you name the bear?
Percy.
Oh, nice.
Not too sure about the last name yet, but for now, he's Percy. Dave seemed to like Percy. But actually, it gave me an idea for something that I started drawing, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was thinking about calling him Buster, but Dave really didn't like that.
That's the name of my bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he just didn't like the idea of Dave and Buster.
Nah. Didn't he? Oh. So. Yeah, that doesn't play very well.
Yeah. He said George Lucas going to sue somebody or something. I was like, George Lucas has nothing to do with that franchise. Shut up. That's not the point. Then there was a big argument, and so we just decided Percy is good for the first name for now. It seems appropriate. I mean, Percy has a bow, so he seems high class.
All right.
Anyone with a bow seems to have some kind of class. You know, a bow tie.
Bow ties are cool.
Yeah.
So. Oh, Lego Dimensions trailer.
Oh, you didn't mention that. Oh, yeah. I just want to say thank you again, Marianne. Yeah. Earlier, I was watching the movie with Percy.
Awesome.
So, the trailer, the Dimensions, did you want to say anything about that? Or
just that it was awesome.
It was awesome. Find it soon.